This is Bird Note. Come along as Tony Angel, author of the book Puget Sound Through an Artist's Eye, reflects upon ravens.
It's a cloudless summer day as I listen to ravens behind me in the woods. There's an endless repertoire of croaks, rocks, barks, yelps, and yodels. Other ravens across the bay respond in kind, and I imagine that this is a day of poetry and perhaps a few jokes shared between clans of these birds. My imagination really runs with that because, as I think about it, it sounds very much like a conversation you might have with somebody across a short distance, talking about one thing or another and then getting a response back from them. In the case of ravens, their voices carry a great distance. Their hearing is very acute. They can pick up these sounds very, very quickly. And, of course, going over the surface of water, the sound is going to be transported pretty directly as well. So, again, these birds have far more going on than we really can account for scientifically, and we're just beginning to probe around the edges of their communication and language. So the fact that someday we might find that they have a poetry of their own, that they might have a sense of humor, I don't know that it would surprise me.
For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.